in the past, many international organizations and even countries have thought that anti-corruption efforts had to be done at the national level or at the state level or by large NGOs or by international bodies. But at the end of the day, it's the individual citizen who, when asked for a bribe, or the government official, when offered a bribe, just says, no, we don't do that. It's not appropriate. Thank you very much, but that's not what my job is. My job is to do the job and not to get extra remuneration, extra money for it. And so the point basically is that we need to have the average citizen join with us. It's not enough to have a global movement if you don't have the citizens of the world literally marching behind you. And marching in the sense that when you go into a public office and you need a business license and they say, well, it requires an extra 5 pesos or $7 or 8 euros or whatever the currency is to get that license, you just say no. Because by and large, if enough people say no, the systems will begin working and working effectively. Right now, the drain in terms of corruption is almost unbelievable. And we always want to say, well, what is the direct cost of corruption? Well, the direct cost of corruption we know can range to $1 trillion. But what we don't account for is what is the cost of that bridge not being built, so that it takes an extra 2 hours to transport milk from one city to another? What's the cost of that hospital not being built in terms of people dying, not getting medication, losing work? What's the cost of that school not being built where kids are not getting educated so the society doesn't develop and the kind of salaries that would result because of that education don't come into the economy? We don't count those extra pieces of corruption, and I do. Because I've seen it, it's real, and its impact on society is deadening. It's a cancer. And in the same way, I hate using this metaphor, but you can't see it. You basically, it's sort of everyday life. It's that 5 pesos here, the traffic stop, and it's easier to pay the policeman than pay the ticket. We all know that. But at the end of the day, the overall cost to society is monumental. And especially in the developing world, it basically forces us years behind. Every year that we spend in a corrupt environment forces a country years behind in terms of overall development, both for their citizens, their economy, and their social order. We need to do something about it. And by we, it's not the United Nations, it's the average citizen who is willing to say no. It's the public servant who's willing to say no. And so just say no is a slogan, but the action, the actual doing of it, is what's going to make corruption stop in one's own country.
Now, this all makes sense, but do you really think that the individual sees the big picture when he or she has to pay a bribe to get some type of medical treatment for their child or to ensure their child gets into a particular school?
Your point is absolutely correct. It's very difficult. You know, your child, education is very important to you. But every time we pay that bribe, the cost to the child later on in life or even during their school years becomes monumental. Because what happens ultimately and ironically is the more the corruption, the less the tax base. And the less the tax base, the higher the taxes. And the higher the taxes, the less people are willing to pay taxes, and so they have more and more corruption. It is a vicious cycle, and it's very difficult. I know at times you're worried about health care for someone, you're worried about education, you're worried about 1,001 other things. But it has to stop with one act. It's a homely metaphor, but in the United States, segregation was simply part and parcel of the culture in the U.S., into the 1950s. And it took one tired woman, Rosa Parks, who was told to move to the back of the bus, to say, no, I'm too tired to move, that changed the society in 10 years radically. How much more could we do if 100 or 1,000 people said no to corruption in their own country? Everybody says no. Just say no. We're not going to be involved in corruption. We don't call it corruption. We call it do me a favor. We call it, please just take this, I don't need the ticket. We call it, of course, I'm glad to give you extra money for my child's books. Yes, please, doctor, take this. Of course, I want special attention for my wife or my child. But at the end of the day, it's corruption. It has an ugly face. It costs us all in terms of really good health care, in terms of decent education, in terms of the public services that we deserve as citizens. Saying no is the right thing to do.